This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, an attorney warns of abuse of power as wiretapping legislation heads to Parliament. Support divided on government's plan to open community centres at night. Recent SSA strike creates major backlog of waste in several communities. A regional health expert voices support for the medicinal cannabis use in treatment of cancer. And over 700 Barbadian cultural practitioners ready for Carifesta 15. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Interception of Communications Bill, legislation that includes the controversial wiretapping provision, is coming under heavy scrutiny from attorney Corey Greenidge. Set to be debated in Parliament today, the bill aims to give authorities another tool in the fight against organized crime and threats to national security. But Mr. Greenidge is raising red flags, saying there must be strict safeguards in place to protect individuals in key sectors across the country.
The one add-on I would give for the application to the judge for warrant is I actually would recommend that for particular classes of persons, namely lawyers, because of privileged communication between them and clients, reporters, wiretapping with respect to their sources, maybe even doctors, again, because of privilege, sitting members of parliament and senior members within political parties, those classes I think should be carved out, that an application then should go before the Chief Justice.
While reviewing the legislation last evening, Mr. Greenidge also warned that without clear limitations, the bill could open the door to abuse of power.
My recommendation, I believe, is that you need to then recognize that there is a higher threshold for political persons, for lawyers, for reporters. If you look back at the Trinidad case in 2010, targets at that time were reporters who were subject to illegal wiretapping. So again, you want to layer a piece of legislation like this with every possible guardrail that you can find. It will not be perfect, but in its present form, it has too many loopholes, too many gaps, too many opportunities for abuse of power.
Attorney Corey Greenidge. The government's plan to open community centres at night is facing sharp criticism from the Democratic Labour Party. DLP St. Philip North candidate Simon Clark has dismissed the initiative as a political gimmick, questioning its impact on crime and safety. Clark, who also speaks on community development for the party, says the move raises concerns about transportation and security at some of the centres. But Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, is pushing back, saying the plan is structured and creates key opportunities for community groups.
Those same center management committee would comprise of one chairman, one deputy chairman, five members, floor members, so to speak, a rep from the community development department, and then one other person from a youth or community group within the particular location of that community center. We're also asking that at least one of the members of the center management committee have some kind of knowledge in terms of building or construction that will help us to better take care of maintenance within the community centers.
Mr. Griffith added that interested groups would have full access to the facilities under proper supervision.
Center management committees that are functioning at the pavilions will provide those clubs and teams with an opportunity to practice later and have access to the facilities at the pavilions, whether it be the bathrooms, whether it be whatever it is that they need to do in terms of using the chairs and things of this nature.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The recent strike at the Sanitation Service Authority, SSA, has led to a major buildup of garbage in several communities across the island. Piles of waste have been mounting up in some areas, and with frustration growing among residents, the SSA is now working overtime to clear the backlog. Public Relations Officer with the Sanitation Service Authority, Carl Padmore, addressed the issue.
The Sanitation Service Authority is aware that there is a backlog of household waste around the island. We are working assiduously to rectify this problem. This backlog is due in part to the work stoppage, which transpired over the last 10 days, as well as the two bank holiday, Emancipation Day and the second one, Grand Kaduma, Monday.
Public Relations Officer with the Sanitation Service Authority, Carl Padmore. A regional health expert is supporting the use of medicinal cannabis to assist with the treatment of cancer. Dr. Marissa Nimrod, CEO of the Caribbean Association of Oncology and Hematology, says research supports the effectiveness in managing symptoms and improving patients' quality of life. Dr. Nimrod was speaking to Starcom Network while on island touring Barbados's medicinal cannabis therapeutic facilities.
With respect to medicinal cannabis or even cannabinoid products, there is proven benefit, even from the mainstream U.S. universities like Harvard, etc. And we've seen it with respect to improving the nausea. People normally are concerned about feeling nauseous when they start chemotherapy with the chemicals. We know that persons who actually are subscribing to and doing the ingestion, they get a relief. It's been used for pain. We've seen it for insomnia. We've seen it for use in children in terms of reduction and prevention of seizures. And the great thing is that as a Caribbean entity, we do have the capacity, and in some of the Caribbean islands already, the legislation is there to help persons actually have the opportunity to be a part of something sustainable.
She's encouraging more conversations between patients and doctors to assess whether cannabis-based treatment is suitable, noting that it may not be appropriate for everyone.
Physicians are there not just to prescribe from the time we start to have that discussion, but to truly listen to hear what the patient is looking for and searching for. So it's not just, I want a cannabinoid product or I want a THC-infused product. You have to go through a process of assessment. And that's important because it may not be a good fit for every person, depending, for example, on maybe a mental health history, if they're on any other chronic medications that may have a drug interaction with a natural product. So we're also cognizant of the fact that persons need to be assessed, have that risk identified, and then discuss how this is going to work.
Dr. Marissa Nimrod, CEO of the Caribbean Association for Oncology and Hematology. Barbados is preparing to make a major impact at CARIFESTA 15 with a delegation of more than 730 artists. The group spans the full range of the creative industries, including dance, theater, music, film, visual arts, literature, and heritage. Leader of the Barbados delegation, Andrea Wells, says while entertainment will form a key part of the events, a special focus will be placed on heritage.
There's a hair and body adornment workshop, showcase, and competitions over 3 days where we're going to be showcasing the vibrant creativity of our hair braiders, our loctician, our tattoo artists, and our body painters. This is something that is common in every Caribbean country. This year, we want to put a special focus on it. We're celebrating the upsurge of this activity in Barbados, and we're sharing the opportunity to engage with it, to discuss it, to critique it, and to show it off at CARIFESTA.
Leader of the Barbados delegation for CARIFESTA 15, Andrea Wells. And after more than half a century apart, members of the Alexandra School's class of 1972 reunited on campus to reconnect, reflect, and give back to the institution that shaped them. The reunion, which brought together classmates from Barbados and abroad, culminated with a meaningful donation to the school, including financial support for the institution's benevolent fund. Speaking to Starcom Network News at the Alexandra School, Marcia Graham said the reunion had been years in the making.
We have not been together in 53 years. What we decided that since we were getting together as a group that we would make a contribution to the school. So we found out from the school what they needed. They gave us a wish list and we selected something from that wish list to contribute to them. And we've also made a financial contribution to their benevolent fund. This is where our foundation was laid. We had excellent teachers. We had great leaders, principal and deputy principal, and we learned the values and we practiced the values, and it's brought us to where we are today. When we were in school, we depended on each other. Now we have many more material things and we have all of this technology, and the discipline and the community that was built is no longer like it used to be.
Alexandra School alumna Marcia Graham recapping the headlines. An attorney wants or warrants of abuse of power as wiretapping legislation heads to Parliament. Support divided on government's plan to open community centres at night. Recent SSA strike creates a major backlog of waste in several communities. A regional health expert voices support for medicinal cannabis use in treatment of cancer. And over 700 Barbadian cultural practitioners ready for Carrie Festa 15. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.